And I don't know whether you'd be interested in the way we made butter or not.
Yes.
Dad, of course, at first he didn't have a milking machine, and I used to help milk. And then finally he did get a milking machine, and of course I helped milk with that. And we separated the milk, and we had a sheep power. We had an old buck sheep, and we'd put the strain the milk into a big tank on the separator, and put some grain in the sheep power, and let the old buck go, and he'd run and get up into the sheep power. And while he was eating, of course, he had to keep walking, and that turned the separator, and that gave the cream and the skim milk. And Dad used the skim milk for his pigs and calves, and the cream we took up the house and put into a big a tank of water and kept it cool. And then every Wednesday and every Friday, we made butter. And we had a big barrel churn, and we put the cream in there. I had to get it just the right temperature and put it in there. And he had a little gasoline engine that run the churn. And when after it came, you could begin to hear it go chunk, chunk, chunk when the butter commenced to come. And we'd draw off the buttermilk, and that was used for the pigs. And then we washed the butter. It had to be washed in three waters. And then we took it out and put it into the butter, the worker. And the butter worker was a big affair. It was probably 'twas all of 8 feet long, and 'twas must have been 4 feet wide anyway, maybe 3.5. And it had a big round roller that rolled the whole length of it, and there was a big handle that you pushed it back and forth with. And we'd put the butter in there and roll it out flat and salt it, an ounce to a pound and an ounce over for every 10 pounds. And then we had a paddle, and we'd fold it both ways and roll it up into a roll, and we did that 3 times. And then it was ready to print. And then we took 2 people to print it. One sat down on one corner of the butter worker and printed it in the print, like what I showed you up there on the hill. And the other one sat on the other side and dip a piece of paper, butter paper, into the water and spread it onto the end of the butter worker. And he'd get a pound of butter ready, and he'd tip the butter print over and let it out, and they'd wrap it. And we did that. Sometimes we made around 50 to 75 pounds at a time. And then when it came Saturday, we took it to Randolph and peddled it all around, all over town. Dad had a lot of customers. And whatever we had left, we took to Harry Tilson's store. And he took it, and we bought our groceries with it. And if there's any left, why, he gave us the cash for that. We said about 50 cents a pound was what we got for it.